good. That's easy. Yeah, it's both on the same ends. It's just like a coupler, except it has a gas tube in the center of it, which is 600 volts, and it blows out when the lightning hits the coax cable, runs down, it blows out and goes to the ground. But that's okay, because I know that the repeater will just either stop transmitting or lower its power when the SWR goes up high. So I'm fine with that. And it's noticeable, too. Not around town, unfortunately, but when I go out there on the highway, it drops off over there by Lyman Lake at 5S units. So. And that's why the repeater wasn't working in Springerville. See? That's horrible, huh? A 4-watt repeater not even transmitting out of the antenna. That's not too bad.